Romans 10:9. Now we're looking at today, like we did last week and next week, we're looking at the Holy Spirit. We're looking at Pentecost. God is showing us, reminding us, or maybe the first time we've heard this, for some, when we say greater is he that lives in us and he that's in the world, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I mean, we're talking about the third person of the Trinity. That person of the Holy Spirit lives inside you. If you've been born again, baptized, you see the gift of the Holy Spirit, it lives in you. Wow. But it all starts with confessing Jesus is Lord. Now if I ask right now, hey, how many people here confess that Jesus is Lord? Probably most of you raise your hands up. Okay? In verse 9 of chapter 10 in Romans says, now if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Again, the spoken word. And the Lord was sharing with me during praise and worship there, he said, you know, God is our friend, we know that. But too many think he's our buddy, you know. Or, hey, the big guy upstairs, you know. And folks, he's a lot more than that, okay? He's the creator of the universe. But do you know how powerful it is when you confess that Jesus is Lord? When you say, he's my Lord, my Savior. Now, the Bible tells us a time will come in Revelation at the end of the Battle of Armageddon. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. You know that? That time's coming. Whether they deny Jesus today, whether they deny his rightful place on the throne of God, that every tongue will confess that he is Lord. They're going to know he is. Because what he says is going to take place. Amen? Like right now, we look at his word and what it says to do. You have a choice. You have a choice. You can do what it says or not do what it says. Wow. Pretty cool, huh? But a time will come that you won't have that. When he's on his throne with the end of the Battle of Armageddon, with the end of the Millennium Reign, when, man, he, the New Jerusalem, you won't have that choice. Because if he's not your Lord and Savior today, he'll be your Lord, but be in a place called hell. And there's no rebuttal to the word there. Amen? Think of that. We can confess today that Jesus is my Lord. Why? Because I gave him my life. I surrendered my life to him. Now I can say he is my Lord and my Savior. He saved me from myself. Amen? Jesus is my Lord. Oh, grab that, Charlie. I never played baseball as a kid. All right, this is my life. I can do anything I want to with that. But man, I tell you, I'm just burnt out. I need joy in my life. So I just attach myself to Charlie, and I follow Charlie around. Man, now, Charlie don't do this, but we hit every bar in town. You know, we're playing pool. Man, all the things we're doing, man, it's just wow. I'm still missing something. Man, here. Charlie, throw it back to me, buddy. I'll try to catch it better. All right. I'll probably allow you to throw. But this is still me. I do whatever I want to with it. Oh, man, I see it. Hey, Fred. Yes. All right. I'm attached to Fred now. Because this is my life. I can hang on anybody I want to. Okay? And man, I'm tired of it. Fred's always got a smile on his face. He's always quiet and stuff like that. Man, I want to hang out with Fred. Okay. Wow. Fred said, come on, Stark, let's go fishing. Okay. Go fishing. Hey, come on, Stark, let's go watch a football game. Okay. Hey, Stark, let's go to Michigan. Watch the football game. No, I ain't going to Michigan. I ain't going to do it. Well, I thought he's your friend. Well, he's my friend, but I am not crazy. I'm going to hang with your bread. Yeah. That was good, though. He didn't want to hit you in the head, okay? I need Jesus. He's right there. What? I need Jesus in my life? I need Jesus? Well, the Bible says, if I can confess Jesus as my Lord and say it with my mouth, confess it, I'll be saved, right? Oh, wow. Oh, ooh. That's pretty decent, man. Jesus is Lord. Man, I feel much better now. I'm hanging out with all you guys here. And man, you confess Jesus is Lord. Amen. Woo-wee. It's an awesome thing. I tell you what. And you realize that for someone to be your Lord, you obey them. Do you understand this? Listen, this is a whole, you greater understand what this Holy Spirit can do for you. And this could be an issue maybe because we don't quite know. Hey, Jesus is Lord. Woo. You know, some people will say, hey, listen, man, listen, just, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kick you. I'm sorry, honey. And just say that Jesus is Lord. And you'd be saying, Jesus is Lord. All right, man. Woo. But you know, if I'm going to surrender myself to Jesus, to be my Lord, the only way it works is if He's my Lord. Amen. There might be some of our issues right now, maybe. Just check yourself. You love the Lord. You love what He's done for you. You love Jesus, but is He truly your Lord? I think, I don't know if it would come out right or not, but I can say I love my wife. I love the idea of being married. Woo-wee! I love it. She cleans my dirty socks. Man, I love it that, oh man, she cooks for me. My love is, give me three boys. If I can treat her like crazy, I'd be mean to her, never listen to her. See, I love what she can do for me, but I don't love what I can do for her. Do you understand what marriage truly is? Marriage isn't what your spouse can do for you. It's what you can do for your spouse. Yeah, I just tell you, oh, wait, Pastor, and truly, that's what love is. Because Jesus showed that love to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus loved us unconditionally. He gave up His life for someone didn't know who was terrible. But see, Jesus is Lord. Oh, okay. Okay, Jesus. Awesome, man. Hey, babe. Oh, buddy. I heard a lot about you. I tell you what. Oh, good. You tell them about you? Okay. Oh, they're busy talking. But He's my Lord. You know what I'm saying? He's my Lord. Anything. Okay. Jesus is my Lord. He is my Lord. Man, oh man. It's awesome. It's awesome.
Turn the TV off and
open the Bible. Boy, I tell you what, you ain't popcorn. Now, you know what's going to take place? Give it back to me. Do you understand? Jesus is only our Lord. If if you do as he instructs. You understand? Yes. Otherwise, you know what this is showing me right here? You don't want to hear this. Away from me. I did not know you. But Jesus, then we feed the people, we clothe naked people, I visit people in prison. Oh man, I did this, I did that. I. Mike Bartlett was talking about one of his bosses back on the county years ago. They called him Cyclops. Remember Cyclops had one eye? This guy always said, I did this, I did that. Not the road crew, I did all this, okay? We can do a lot of good things in our life. But if Christ isn't our Lord and instructing us to do these things, depart from me. Because I never knew you. So you take it pretty serious when I say, Jesus, I realize, man, you died for my sins. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. When you come to that point in your life, realize the life that we live was contrary to what God wanted, and that the devil's truly, truly our father. The Bible tells us that. Born of a sin nature. And we get to the point, oh man, how could I be so stupid? I was so stupid. 43 years old, I was stupid. I mean, up to 43, I was stupid. I'm probably 43, I was stupid, okay? Thinking, I'm cool. I don't need God. I mean, I know him. I mean, to me, yeah, I never called him that, but it's like, hey, he's a big guy upstairs. If anybody can call God the big guy upstairs, you need to get to know Jesus. Amen? Understand that. He's God. He's Jehovah. He's Yahweh. He's creator of the universe. And this Holy Spirit that Jesus said, I'm going to go and my Father will send you another, a counselor. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. He's the God. He was sent to us. At Pentecost, that's who came down. Their bodies were filled with the Holy Spirit and started speaking in an unknown tongue. In a heavenly tongue. Because the gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. So just maybe, we got to check ourselves. Maybe part of the issue isn't buying another Bible, getting a different version of the Bible, turn on two more TV preachers, or listen to me. Maybe the problem isn't that. Maybe it's a problem with inside of you. You haven't surrendered it to God yet. You're still hanging on to part of you from years ago. You don't want to give up. You don't want to give up the things that make you happy. Well, God says, throw away your happiness and grab the joy of the Lord. When do we get to the point? It's a cliche, when we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, one day we're up, next day we're down. You know, it depends on whether I walk down the hall and you speak to me. Oh, man. Hey, Susan told me hi this morning. Woo. Man, it's going to be a good day. But I walk down the same hall and there's Susan. She don't speak to me today. Huh. Okay, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her? See, if we let circumstances determine what kind of day we're going to have, we have a lot of ups and downs, aren't we? Whether Susan speaks to me or not, Jesus is my Lord. Woo! Reconcile with Him. See, and when I truly surrender my life to the Lord, and I start to go somewhere, this inside of me, this Holy Spirit is alive. Dwells inside of me. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Because why? Because he said, Jesus, come into my life. I surrender all. Take my stinking body. Take my stinking mind, my thinking things I've done in the past, all this stuff. God, take it from me. I'm sick of it. And come. If you find any reason to come and dwell in me, come into my life. find any reason to dwell on you? God says, I made you. I created you in my image. I want a fellowship with you. My heart is broken watching going through the trials of life. Yes, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden. And I'll give you rest. Oh, Jesus, yeah, I'm coming. Boom. Be like, oh, Jesus, don't ever let go of me. Don't ever let go of me. Oh, that's what it is. God, you're my Lord. My Lord, tell me what you want me to do. Anything, I'll do it. You might start going back here. When you see the temptations coming to go back maybe the old way, he'll speak to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I really want to go back over there, but now I'm going that road again. I know where it leads me. Because Jesus himself tells me. He says, man, Satan, the evil one, the one I followed for years, didn't know I was following him. He's in your life for one reason. And we know that. John 10:10. Still kill and destroy. I remind myself of that. Maybe that could be a decoration up in the morning. Oh, man, the thief cometh only to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came to give me life, give it more abundantly. Woo! I'm going to follow Jesus. It's kind of like you ever wake up in the morning or afternoon, whatever shift you work, and you get up in the morning, oh man, I'm not going to work today. I'm tired, I'm staying in bed. But this thought comes across you. You like to eat, Starkey? Yeah. You like the house you got? Yes. You like the TV you're watching, the electricity you're paying? Yes. Do you like when you call the fire department, they show up? Or when you call the sheriff's department, they show up? When you call the ambulances? All that stuff comes from taxes. Do you like it when you drive on the road? I'm going to work. Amen. Overcoming that. So truly to confess Jesus as Lord means that he is number one, that we surrender it all to him. We give him everything. There we go. That this is more than just a bedtime story. You know? And maybe it might be, you know, maybe for some of me that's been an issue that, oh man, I never really looked at it that way. See, if I call him Lord, and when I call him Lord, I voluntarily surrender myself to the Lord. Amen? I'm an active school teacher. Is indentured slave or servitude when you voluntarily surrender yourself? Indentured, I learned something. Man, I tell you what. My 10th grade teacher would be happy. What was it again? Indentured servant or bond servant. Voluntarily. See, Jesus didn't come over here and take my life. Did he say, come here? You go and follow me. He gave me a free will. Wow. He gave me a book of love poems, you know. You ever get poems, love letters from your of your wife or boyfriend or girlfriend one time? Well, you chuck a break. You ever get a note maybe in school that says, do you want to go out with me? Check yes or no. You know? And maybe you said, nah, I don't think so. And then pretty soon, you get another same person. I'm just going to go, maybe we'll shut up and go out with her one time. Or her or whatever. And you go out and you start talking to them. So, wow. Why did I spend all this time resisting them? They're awesome. And next thing you know, your whole life is wrapped around them. Wow. You first might have rejected them because, that's becoming my style. And it's like the Lord. You've heard about him maybe for years. You've been hanging out in church, thinking about him. Man, it's awesome. I love Sunday gathering. Oh, the pastor tells a couple of funny jokes, and he's a fantastic cook. I just can't wait. But you never got a hold of the master. And he's writing a note to you today, yes or no. Am I truly going to be a Lord? I want to be. I know what's best for you. My heart breaks when you go through these trials. It really does. And we're going to go through trials. I want to be involved with you. We've been saying maybe, no thank you, too many times. And we travel a couple of places. Do you ever get stuck on a roundabout? Yeah, he's laughing back here. A roundabout, a roundabout, yeah, you roundabout, you go around, and you got different places you take off. You got all these signs to get. And we was over off 161, not far away. Here's the hotel. You go to the hotel, okay? 200 yards away, the road that I want. Turn right. Got my GPS on, of course, okay? They don't know roundabout very well. All these signs, the ground. How many times do we round the circle? We ended up in a field one time, four times. It's easy to come out, make a little left-hand turn and go. Oh, man, confusing. But after a while, you can master that. Amen? I never did, but you could. Okay? Same way here. Okay, God. Oh, wow. Lord, I see. I love you. But I've been taking control of my own life. And I need to quit doing that, God. Maybe you find yourself that way today. I've been taking control back too much. Doing the things I want to. Why? Because I got this right. It's time to throw it all in. Surrender it to God. And allow this Holy Spirit inside of us. Let it have a larger voice up here. And the only way you hear it better is to quiet our own selves. Amen? Let Him speak to you through this Word. See, God hasn't written any of us off. Amen? He's very patient. You know that? Very patient. Waiting for us. Well, yeah, I spend a lot of it, you know. But I'll tell you what, I still like my Friday nights. Sorry. You can have your Friday nights. But if it's not lying in the Word of God, you're only kidding yourself. Why, Pastor? Well, I'm glad you asked that. Because the Spirit of the living God that dwells inside of a believer will make you so miserable that you will not want to go out like you used to. I'm talking about going out and sin, okay? I mean, you can go out and go fishing, you go eat dinner, but he won't let you. He'll make you so miserable for you to go out and do the things that you used to do. Because the wages of sin is still what? Separation of God and death for eternity. And that's why we have this Holy Spirit, to give us the power and the strength to overcome the devil's schemes. And boy, I tell you what, the devil hasn't changed any, but he uses different faces and places to get at you, right? He did. Amen. It's kind of like, you know, going through Taco Bell, and you know you should eat the mild sauce, but you get the super hot ghost pepper stuff, okay? Ah! And 2 o'clock in the morning, you realize, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Why, Lord? Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. And the Lord speaks to you and says, this too shall pass. But then, the next time you go through Taco Bell, you get the same choice. And like for my wife, she'll remind me, no, Starkey, I'm going to be with you tonight. No, 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 not the hot stuff, you know. God's the same way. You look at your life, look what you've done. Truly, if He's not your Lord and Savior, man, confess it to Him today. You know, it's amazing how God works. Because I never touched one word that He gave me over here for the day. But this here was something He wanted to recognize the folks. How awesome it is. It's your life. You can get anybody you want to. You know, I tried Charlie, I tried Fred back there, you know. The awesome thing was, I wasn't afraid to take it back and walk away from them. Some of us say, yeah, man, I know, Pastor, I need to do that, but man, this relationship I'm stuck in today, or my commitment I made, I'm doing this. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be doing this, but man, look up. Hey, cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need you. Forgive me. And just turn to Him. If you got, if it's going to cost you a friendship with somebody, and you explain to him, hey, listen, Daryl, man, I can't do it no more. You know? I'm going to follow Jesus. Nothing personal. Love you, man, okay? But I love Jesus more, and He's going to be my Lord. And if you say, well, then get out of here! I thought He was my friend, and then I'm your friend, man. But Jesus is more than my friend. He's going to be my Lord, my Savior, man. I shouldn't be doing this way. And by the way, hey, listen, Sunday, we're going to be at church gathering. You're welcome to come. Get out of here. But you get out of here. But you breaks my heart. But I don't please God or Daryl. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Can we have a time of prayer? Thank you, Ryan. Father, we just bow before You today, Lord. And Lord, we do want to thank You so much that You never give up on us. And God, when we think that we're doing the right thing, and our heart's desire is to do the right thing, and Father, we confess that You're our Lord, and by being our Lord, You're our Savior also. But God, we do ask today that You search our hearts, Father. Search us this morning. Show me any place in my life, as well as those present, God. I'll cry out to You, God, show me. Show me areas where You're not Lord, where I refuse to allow You to be Lord. Because I know You bought the whole house. You bought me from head to toe. You bought my eyes, my ears, my mouth, everything, God. Everything. You purchased at the cross. You forgave me my sins, and also You took the sin maker inside of me. You took it to the cross. You took it to the grave. And when You rose back up again, You left it down there. You rose up with the Holy Spirit, God. And Your word tells me that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the grave now dwells in me. I have the power. I have the strength to overcome any temptation. Any temptation. So God, help me overcome the temptation of myself. Help us come over the temptation of ourselves wanting to be in charge of our life. God, we surrender all to You, knowing that You only have the best for us. That truly You are the way, the truth, and the life, Father. Truly. Forgive us on the side path we've been taking away from You, God. Forgive me for thinking that I know better for my life than the One who created my life. God, my desire is to please You, and truly, Father, for You be my Lord and my Savior. Help me retune myself, retrain myself. And as we said earlier, God, help me relight that fire that once dwelt in me so bright, Father, Lord, I thought I was going to burn up. That is a fire of the Holy Spirit, God. It's a fire that we need today for ourselves to overcome this world that's coming against us, but also, God, to shine that light to others around us. You called us with a purpose. You redeemed me from my sins for a purpose. And I agree to ask God, take all my filth and take all of me and live through me. I meant it, God. For Lord, just fill me with that Holy Spirit. Strengthen me. Your ways be my ways, Your thoughts may they become my thoughts. And may I be obedient to You, Lord Jesus. God, I know in doing so, yes, it brings blessings, but also, God, in covenant with You, Father, it gives me a covenant with my children, those who are walking outside of You right now, God, that we're in covenant together. They are my inheritance, a good inheritance. And I don't go by what I see today, God. I go by what Your word says, that you and your household shall be saved. We stand on that today, God. And we just cast down the power of the darkness over our loved ones today. We bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say, send. Send their workers' path. Pass their path, Father, to minister to them in such a way, God, that they shall come out of darkness. They shall declare that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. And their names shall be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Father. And God, we pray for this nation today, God. You have not turned Your back on us. God, we repent from our sins, our laziness over the years. God, you've heard our cries and you're healing our land. So God, give us the strength to stand and share the truth. And as the ugliness and the sin of this nation being revealed, Father, maybe continue to pray. Continue to seek you, Lord. That those responsible, God, yes, be held accountable. Yes, that your judgment would be fair. But also, God, may remind of the mercy that you gave us, that we received for our sins, Lord. That those involved would reach out and receive that mercy. And Father, for the confusion upon our generation, upon our children, for the homosexual gay thing and the transgender thing, God, and he's and those and it's and all these pronouns, God, forgive us for this pervertedness of your creation. God, may that perverted spirit be bound. And may those being tormented by it right now, God, be set free in the name of Jesus. And those who are speaking lies, those who are confusing others, God, may their lips be closed. May the voices never be heard of again, Father God. Not their voice. But may it be an instrument of love, God, that you come upon them, into them, God, as they confess Christ. That this voice that once was raining down, this ugliness and these lies, will confess Christ as Lord and Savior and truly speak the truth. May your love, God, for all creation, for all people who live in us, Father, may we never forget where you brought us from, which will give us strength and hope to reach out to others who are struggling as we were once and bring them into the light of Jesus. God, for all this for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face toward you and give you that peace. And may today and every day continue to walk in the victory that Christ won for us at the cross. And through that, he brought us healing. He brought us strength. He brought us forgiveness. He brought us eternal life. And may the blessing that God's given Abraham continue to rest upon you and your children, and your children's children's children. May his angels continue to watch over our inheritance and strengthen them and protect them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.